Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, as we've covered here on numerous occasions, retirement is increasingly a phase in life that offers active and healthy aging. Today, more and more retirees, or those who are moving toward retirement, make clear the desire to stay engaged, to continue to work in some capacity, or give back to their communities through volunteerism. Catherine Collinson, who of course leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies and the Institute, is here to share some insights from the research that they've done there. And Catherine, share with us some of the insights you've gained into this increasing trend.
We recently surveyed 2,000 American retirees, and we found that 1 in 4 is doing volunteer work. We were able to analyze the data, and we found that people who are doing volunteer work are by and large happier and healthier than their counterparts who are not yet doing volunteer work.
What were some of the insights that you gained in the research that really compares those who led a more sedentary lifestyle versus those who were actively engaged in work and or volunteerism?
Well, we found a couple of major things. One is volunteerism and having a sense of purpose go hand in hand. And retirees who are doing volunteer work are much more likely to say they have a strong sense of purpose compared to those who are not yet doing volunteer work. Also, we see that 81% of retirees who are doing volunteer work self-describe themselves to be in good or excellent health, compared to just 66% of those who are not doing volunteer work.
Are the younger generations understanding that? How do they see retirement now versus the generation or two before them?
Baby boomers have rewritten the rules every chapter in their life, and retirement is no different. Baby boomers are essentially revolutionizing retirement, moving away from that single moment in time where you stop working and disengage to a phased transition that offers time for work, for income, as well as leisure time with family and friends, hobbies, travel, and even time to do some volunteer work.
Apart from the need to maybe continue to work to supplement to retirement income, what are some of the tips that you could offer very briefly here that would really accommodate the schedules of those who either continue to work or have sufficiently prepared and are able to now do exactly what they want to do when they want to do it?
For people who are nearing retirement, as they map out their sort of soft landing that includes a financial plan, also create a time plan. Now, for people who are already retired, if they're not yet doing volunteer work, consider getting involved. It's a great way to stay connected within your community, make new friends, and also give back.
Well, there's some wonderful resources out there, and of course, innumerable organizations, certainly here in the greater Baltimore area, as well as sites such as volunteermatch.org, that really pull together a wealth of information from many nonprofits and regionally, so you can certainly explore the options. So the message is clear. Stay engaged, stay active, continue your network and make new friends, and more importantly, continue to make a difference. That sounds like the ingredients to a successful and healthy retirement. Catherine, thanks as always for the insights you bring from the Transamerica Institute. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm your host, Greg Tucker.